Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike, I had the opportunity last night to go to the sneak preview of Downton Abbey, but I didn't get to go because I had committed
to speak to
my friends at the Powhatan Republican Party dinner last night, and I'm a man of my word, so I went and spent the evening with them instead of Downton Abbey. I have to say, I got to go see Downton Abbey. Is next week that one comes out?
Yeah, it'll be opening next Friday, a week from today.
Okay.
Advance word is very good, but I got to tell you, I'm a little concerned going to see it in a theater because they won't have subtitles. And whenever I watch those British things on TV, I have to use subtitles.
Yeah. Well, this one looks really good. Maybe Joe Biden would enjoy it. It'll feel like he's right at home. With the old-fashioned way of doing things. We're going to take pot shots at Joe Biden all day. What do you got for us this week?
Well, okay. We got two big movies and three little independent movies. The little independent movies don't really require a whole lot, so let me go by them very quickly. Brittany Runs a Marathon is an R-rated comedy about this overweight, out-of-shape young woman living in New York. And she's doing everything in her life is wrong. And her doctor finally says, look, your blood pressure's wrong. You're going to kill yourself if you keep up. And so she takes up running and decides to run the New York City Marathon. Now, this could be your basic empowering thing, and there's some of that in there, too. And it's a good New York movie. The locations are good. Story is a little bit darker than you might think it is. But it's a nice little movie. Again, don't expect a whole lot from it. Give Me Liberty is a comedy, kind of a wacky, kind of almost screwball comedy about a guy who drives a van in Milwaukee, and one of those vans that's wheelchair accessible. He delivers various people with health problems to different places. And he has this day from hell where everything goes wrong and events just pile up on each other. It really hits, kind of gets that right because the guy who made the movie did that for a long time. So it again, nice sense of location. And Official Secrets is a little based on fact drama about a British intelligence analyst played by Keira Knightley who learned that the Americans and the Brits were trying to cook the intelligence before the Iraq War. She went public with it and was put on trial. Again, kind of fact-based, understated, but good cast and very well done the way the Brits do that kind of thing. Expect to see all of those on DVD or pay-per-view pretty soon. They're just that's the way little movies work these days.
Now, this other movie, The Goldfinch, that looked appealing to me. I thought it was about an art heist, but that's not the main point.
No, it's not a heist. It's about it's based on a Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Donna Tartt. And full disclosure here, I started it twice and couldn't get into it.
And now I
know why I couldn't get into it. It's about a young guy played by Oakes Fegley as a little boy. He and his mom are in the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York when a terrorist bomb goes off. She's killed. He survives, has survivor's guilt, and then all kinds of crazy things happen to him. He lives with other people. His no account dad and other foster families kind of thing. It just didn't work for me. This is one of those big series books, and what can work on the page sometimes just does not translate to the screen. And I think that's the case with this one. Admittedly, I was a guy who couldn't get into the book. So this is just not my kind of story to begin with.
I'm glad you clarified. I thought I had a completely different perception just seeing the little commercial. So I probably
you could think that from the trailers.
Okay. And then what now, is the Hustlers?
Hustlers is again based on a true story back in 2008 these strippers kind of got together and started, you know, finding men who had been their customers at the strip joint and plied them with drink, and eventually were kind of giving them roofies and cleaning out their credit card accounts. We've got Jennifer Lopez is kind of the leader of this bunch. And again, this is one of those sort of empowering things. This is the women who are committing crimes, yes, but the people they're committing the crimes against are even worse than they are. We've seen this a couple of, you know, last year we had widows that told essentially the same kind of story. And then The Kitchen earlier this summer with Melissa McCarthy. And none of these movies have really made much of a dent in the box office. Yeah, and what they're counting on here is J-Lo, you know, kind of full-bore movie star. They're pushing her for an Oscar for this. I'll be a little surprised if that happens. She's good in it, but she's, you know, kind of doing the full J-Lo glamour puss all over the place.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a good vehicle.
It didn't work. I kind of, this is one of those movies, I wanted to like it, but it didn't do what I thought it was going to do. Yeah. It could have been a lot more fun than it was.
Trashy people doing trashy things to other trashy people. It's is there news in that? Is that entertaining?
If that's the kind of story you want to see, there are all kinds of movies about that.
Yeah. Maybe I'll actually read a book this weekend instead. Mike Mayo, our movie guy from mike-mayo.com. Always appreciated. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Take care. We'll talk about Downton Abbey next week.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about it. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.